After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Talking Real Housewives of Potomac Season 2, Kick the Trick Out. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
You better dagger it.
Is that work?
Just hit the button, hit the button. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in studio for the Real Housewives of Potomac. I'm joined in the studio by Miss Tiffany Williams.
What up, what up?
DJ Richie Scott.
Hey, 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 hey.
I'm feeling this one.
Hey, a little throwback for you, Hustle Info. Whoop that trick. But before we get to the whooping conversation, let's talk about it. Little Miss Cherise.
Shasha.
Shasha.
Shasha Gabor. That's a new nickname for me.
Shasha Gabor.
Shasha Gabor.
Shasha Gabor. Shawshank Redemption.
No, Shawshank Redemption was fucking Amber. Amber looks crazy. Amber looks scary. I was afraid. I was like, Amber, like, are you happy with Cherise that she's doing this in your house? Like, Amber was just like...
She did have a gloss over lip curve the Cherise. Whole time.
Yeah, it was just like, yes, Cherise. Like, she looked like The Ring. Like, I thought she was like going to go back into a television. Like, just kidding. Your house is beautiful, though.
Why didn't know that Cherise's house, though? Her house is nice, too.
Question. Right, like the champagne room must not be done.
Okay.
She's trying to make
all that construction going on. She can't get it in there.
So I figured red flag as soon as she said that she's a part of the National Basketball Wife Association. I was like, all right, this storyline's going to go left.
I'm looking for Shawnee and Evelyn and them.
Right. Okay. This is a different wives. They're not invited to this club association. Well,
not only a part of it, but president
right.
of it.
Like, or what did she call it? Impartial president. This year. You know, I'm just prepping the next one. Awkward. Did you guys ever watch Weeds?
No.
Damn.
Never mind. It's like, I don't know, for you at home, the PTA with the moms at the beginning. Like, I just felt like this was like, why are we here right now? Like, and then let's just talk about it. So she did it for 19 years. Awkward. Like, I hope you and Amber are real cool for you to like even the joke. She's like, thanks for introducing me. You're rich friends. Amber's like,
I was kind of like,
wow, 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 wow. Like Dario over
that
here.
That was kind of weird, wasn't it? I think we call that too much Botox.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, you can't react. You just kind of have a frozen
Honey,
look on
if
your face.
Her face Maybe. Was Botoxed.
You don't want her doctor.
Sure don't.
Maybe she just doesn't know how to appear on camera. You know what I'm saying? She just saw cameras and she's just like frozen.
Stage fright.
Let it go. All right, so we get to the event. We see Cherise and Robin. And Juan did show up for it.
And he did look good.
Juan looks real good, but you can't cook, so. And you can't
strikes take... one, two, and three.
Okay. So breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What's it called? So she said, Cherise said to Robin, she said, well, you're more married than most of us. Cherise, stop projecting yourself onto the other women in the room, because they wasn't even feeling the NBA wives money joke that you made. And she's like, you know, they all think that us NBA wives have money. We don't.
And it was like,
and they were like,
crickets.
No, awkward.
You don't.
That whole speech was awkward.
Oh, oh my God.
I don't even understand. I really like, because, you know, they'd be fucking with the editing, but I was just like trying to piece something together. I was trying to like piece one little where we were going, what we got out of that. I still don't know why we even had the event.
It was.
What was the money for?
Aka awkward AF.
What was the money for?
Because she said, I wanted to gather everyone here. So I'm assuming all those women were in the association. And she said, if you guys have, you know, your own charities, I'd love to hear ideas of what makes those charities successful so we can...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like this one, haven't y'all been in this for like 19 years or something?
I couldn't tell if she don't was you know inviting these people? Rich people there so that maybe they could get ideas for how to raise money, or if they wanted to raise money right then and there from those people. Like, I wasn't clear.
This is what seemed like one of them awkward ass network marketing thing that my mother would be trying to drive me to. I'd be walking in with all these fucking middle aged people. I'm like, yo, they be having a hope and a dream. Like, we're gonna make it. We're gonna sell this product. Like,
yes, you can. It seemed like a farewell party, though. I feel like she was trying to give a proper goodbye to everyone. And even her speech was like, you know,
rest in peace.
Yeah, like, what was it about the last name?
She was saying about her last name.
What was she trying to get to?
It was just one of those things where I just wanted them to like, come on, girl.
And commercial break.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, yeah, it went from that whole NBA wives don't have money joke to the big new chapter. Yeah, I mean, y'all ain't even ready for how big my chapter is.
I know, I was like, oh.
What you reading?
No.
She's dropping one of her names. So yeah, so then we see Juan and Mo and Chris. I love Mo and Chris. Like, I genuinely love,
I like them too.
They're fun, yeah. They're cute, and like, yeah. I don't know, for the fact that they've been together for that long, they still got that hey. And then compared to Robin and Juan, who's just like,
yeah, uncomfortable the whole time.
Awkward. But they're so cute together.
They are cute together.
They are.
And when they played the basketball and she like had her arms around him and I was like, he might really elbow you, girl, like back up.
I don't know. Like, I think she might elbow him back playing basketball.
I don't know.
She looks like she could play.
I mean, yeah, she got it in.
Okay.
And then that's where Juan was like, yeah, you know, like, if y'all want to really do this, and we were really doing it, Juan, and you didn't. So there's that. Monique asked, would you guys remarry? Like, I didn't see with her asking the question, I didn't take it as prying. I feel like Robin feels like it's prying because it's like she's getting it from other people, but Mo don't know you like that.
Yeah, that's all the more reason why she shouldn't be asking personal questions like that.
Mo
that's
shouldn't?
That's a personal question. That's none of your business.
But you showing
it's
up here
awkward I mean, to ask the two people that aren't together, do you guys plan to remarry?
Yeah.
It's just kind of weird. She could have now, if she had said that to Robin, by Robin herself, you know, then it could be perceived as, I don't know you yet. I'm making conversation. I'm curious. You know what I'm saying? But to ask two people, if y'all
East
just
Coast,
then broke up, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I see y'all sitting together and I'm asking, so y'all gonna get back together?
That's
like,
weird.
Do I need to just invite Robin to the cookout or do I need to invite both of y'all?
Well, that's fair. We need to know how to disseminate these invitations.
My thing. Like, if I'm coming in as Mo, if I'm coming into the group, which is a conversation she needs to have with Robin, like, I'm that type of person. Like, I will not befriend my friend's significant other until there's a certain, like, it has to be like a year or two has gone by, and like, I know that y'all, because I don't do the whole, like, now this person's cool and I think they're cool, and then y'all want to all of a sudden have this whole fucking situation.
Mm-mm.
So, like, if Mo's coming into it and you want to be Robin's friend, but then it's kind of like Chris and Juan used to do something together or whatever. I don't know. Like,
they watched each other on TV.
No.
There you have it. That's a lot of TV.
I'm like, nah, if you dating my friend, we ain't never friends. Never.
Ever.
And that's girl talk. That's something we need to talk about in private. I don't need to put you on Front Street in front of him. Like, that's A, not my business either. So
Juan was like, what did he say? He said, we get along real great.
But Robin made a little comment that I thought was real good. Yeah. She was like, you know, apparently she said something about how basketball players needed to be catered to. But, you know, when you retired and you ain't got that shit no more.
Well, she also made another comment. She's like, wow, I can't believe Juan never wants to go out, you know? And I think him going out, it looks good on him. Honey, Juan don't want to go out for two reasons. One, he embarrassed to talk to people. He's like, yeah, I'm a little kid coach at the, you know, PE down the street. And two, he like, if one of these parties is popping and one of my side bitches pops right. up here, like, that's why he was like, I'll go to the Mo barbecue because ain't no one going to pop up there.
Oh, Jesse been hanging out with Ashley.
I know. Oh, what honey, do you know that we don't know?
I don't know.
Know
anything, but honey, where there's fire sometimes, where there's smoke, there be fire, girl.
The streets of Potomac are talking.
There's a reason why Robin will not drop it. If it's so good, like, and she keeps being so defensive and saying, like, he wants to marry me. If he's so about it and he has changed.
I ain't ever seen him act like it, though.
Ever. But what's going on with her? Like, she's beautiful. Like, what? Yep. I'm starting to side with everyone else that's questioning her about this now. Because she gets real awkward.
It's like, are you Phaedra Parks? Like, what's tea?
I know. The feds are watching.
The feds being us.
We see Robin. She goes and meets with Giselle. And they're talking about Charisse's awkward speech. And Robin's just annoyed that everyone's asking her all these questions with Juan. Shinda went on a reality TV show. But right, I really want to talk about that is because Giselle had some cute little shade. I mean, it was just shade, but it was shade. She was like, I might like Mo better in Chris Samuel's house.
I'll keep that too.
I said it. That's it.
What is?
Okay, y'all, my thing is like, do we think Giselle's like a little bitter? Does it come off bitter? Or is it just like...
It's coming off that way. Why is she not so to mad?
Me. I mean...
She's my favorite, so it's like...
Is it petty catty or is it bitter?
I think it's petty catty.
Okay.
But she wishes, I think she low-key wishes she had what Monique has.
I mean, I honestly kind of do.
Elasticity. Yes.
Be independent with all the women. Be that. You that now because
really
you have
get
to be.
That, though.
I would like to know. My thing is, I would like to know Giselle before she got married.
But
like,
see, remember, when she had the lunch with the girls,
the sorority sister
was like, yo, she told me she was going to kill me when I came into her house.
Murder threats, hazing.
I think it's just Queen Bee syndrome.
Yeah.
You're not trying to let anybody else come up on your throne.
She needs proper praise before friendship can ensue.
Mm. Well, speaking of a friendship that is not going to ensue is Robin and Ashley met at Oz. I was like, that's so rude. But like, Robin came up and she was like, I'll have a whatever the drink was.
Painkiller.
You know that was comped, bitch. That's why you really trying to help Ashley out. You go, I'm going to eat something good. I'm going to have me a good meal. Instead of eating these goddamn Lunchables with the kids. They on sale, 10 for $10.
I need some kangaroo jerky.
You know what I'm saying? Sir, don't ever come to my fucking house, my barbecue with kangaroo jerky.
I thought it was nice.
I would have ate it.
I would have ate it. Sure would have. I would have been like, what is this? Chili lime? Chili lime wallaby. She worked in PR, so she's helping Ashley out. I was like, there were no better ideas than the DC Pride event. Like, I was just like, your first thing went to DC Pride, shirtless men with dog collars to sell Australian food in a fine dining restaurant.
Wait, let's back up.
Yeah.
I would hesitate to say fine dining.
Well, I think that's what they're aiming for.
Oh, they missed.
Can we just also acknowledge that Ashley was like, Robin's doing some extra help to earn some extra cash.
was what I heard.
They slipped that one in there. Like, everyone's throwing shade at Robin's little bank account. No shade. She's doing some PR work on the side for my restaurant.
Right. So and Nikki, bitch, the idea is she gonna say, well, you know, how about you create a new menu and invite the writers back? Right. Bitch, like, I could have Wikipedia that.
But here's Ashley's writing it down with her little clipboard. They had not done it yet. It was a grand idea for her.
The person that needed to hear it was not there.
This is the second time. This will be the third time.
Listen.
Because remember they did the food testing because the first wallaby was too big?
Santa Claus need to be, I mean, what is Ashley's husband's name?
Ashley's husband.
Oh, he needs to be there because he needs to hear the advice about the menu because he is the one cock blocking the menu.
Yeah, that's true.
Right, that's true.
He's like, people want to eat kangaroo. Like, he's like walking around with kangaroo jacket trying to make it a thing.
Maybe
like,
you could call it a kangaroo burger, but it's really turkey.
Angus beef.
You know what I'm saying?
Might be buffalo, you know what I mean? It's like a little leaner. So yeah, we moved on from that. We get Karen with
Wait. But Ashley also took that time where Karen's trying to, I mean, Rob is trying to give her advice to tell her that she looks too good to be sticking with Juan. Like, yeah.
So
why?
She said, find a man to sail the seven seas. And you know what? In this day and age, why not? That's everyone winning.
Was that gold diggerish information? I don't feel like that was gold digger advice to find a rich man to sail the seas.
It's mentality advice. It's like, it's not gold diggerish. It's like, but you're just telling the wrong type of person. People love differently. There are some people who love because they're given things and they feel like that is a form of affection, and that can actually be a legit thing. You know what I mean? But then someone like Robin needs that connection. If Robin ever gets in another relationship, they would have to be friends. I feel like it would have to be friends first. It would have to be like such a deep mental friendship. Connection. Like, it ain't gonna be on no like some guy gonna take her to fucking Italy. She wouldn't even know what to do with herself in Italy. She'd be like,
well, just a few things. I don't really think Ashley meant it that way. I think she was just saying, you need to find you a good man that'll just take you away from all this craziness. But the problem is, she's not going to get another man with one man living in her house and in her bed every night. Well, that's actually not going to happen.
Is that her house or
in 2017,
house?
The type of men that she probably go after would not think twice. Like, they would probably come in and be like, Juan, you got to get the fuck out, bro.
Well, clearly the girls that Juan is allegedly messing with don't care either.
It's not stopping
just
him.
Just a shame in Potomac. Or wherever they listen to Potomac adjacent or wherever the fuck they live.
No, they in Baltimore.
Right.
Let's get it right. They are in Baltimore.
Who's not in Baltimore is Karen with her little sister Bridget. I love me some
Bridget. I got my entire life off of Bridget today.
Bridget was awesome.
Clocking her sister.
Finally someone who talks to Karen the way she needs to be talked to.
How old is Karen?
I don't know.
I'm like, when she said her mother was 70, I was like, bitch, how old are you?
How old is
But Bridget
Karen?
Is younger.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because of the dynamic. It makes it seem like Bridget is older.
Mm-hmm.
More mature. Mm-hmm. She looks older.
She did look older.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Everyone thinks Karen's a bad driver. I loved them going to the cake shop. She said, is it over the top? And it was a cute cake.
Is it just me, or do Karen's scenes always seem like another show?
Yeah, love
they
it.
Do, actually.
Because she's so, like, she should be on HGTV. Just
yeah, it just
whatever
seems like
it
a completely different show because she's rarely interacting with the other girls unless it's some type of group mixer. And all of her stuff is with her family.
Right.
Which I'm not mad at. Actually,
she could get interviews are her own thing. It's like we're in Karen's world every time she talks.
That's kind of interesting.
I like it. That means she needs a spinoff.
Yep. She could get like the what's the white bitch's name from Real Housewives?
Zolciak.
That girl.
Yeah.
I can see that with Karen. But like Karen could do like, you ever seen that mystery theater thing? Where it's like the little characters, you watch the movie, and then the characters silhouettes it down the bone. They're talking shit. The movie. Like, that's what I just want Karen, like, to do through everything. Like, just be horrified by life.
We love her commentary.
I do. All right, so we get to the B-Day for Georgia. She was cute. And, I mean, must be very early dementia, because she seemed... She seemed on. She was like, no, Karen, you are very demanding. You pushed that bitch over
she
for that part.
She seemed on it.
She brought those facts up.
Did they actually reveal that Karen's mother is younger than Karen's husband?
Yeah, well, that's what she said. That's
By
what the
a
mom
couple
said.
Years?
Mm-hmm.
Karen got her a daddy. Literally.
Literally.
I wonder how much older he is.
Was he like 75?
How old do we estimate that Karen is?
70.
No, I'm pretty sure they said like 25.
25 years?
Yeah.
What?
Right?
Well,
I don't do that. This is where I
15.
Like
it's got to be like, well, no, because I'm just trying to figure out how old Karen is. Because I was
could
trying
you
to
date
think
somebody that was
is.
Like 15 years older, like, yes. Or like married.
You said, yeah,
yes,
this you bitch could. Said it and smiled.
She said, yes. Boom, yes.
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 That's my demo. Old,
okay,
you know, oh my. There's that's a thing.
The layers,
I know,
they never stop my onion.
See, like, I don't know, 15
I don't
years.
Know, because then I'm thinking, like. you know, where's your mind? Would you really understand me?
That's what I'm saying. Even 15 years younger, that'd be a problem. But I'm just like, there's a certain age younger where it's just like, oh, you don't even be knowing. I could be talking about shit that you only have no idea.
Right. Like,
you know, with men and women, it's a little different. That what they say anyways, women are a little bit more advanced than our male counterparts. That's so. Bitch.
Honey, you're at the table with two gays.
I'm saying this nicely.
Doesn't count.
We happen to be a little bit more advanced, and so people our age don't necessarily compute on the same level, so we need to date up.
I feel it.
Do you feel like more secure with like an older, wiser gentleman?
I do, and more taken care of. There are fewer things that you have to teach them, fewer, you know, techniques you have to teach them. So
Karen wanted a seasoned man.
Seasoned. Older, wiser.
That's like, you're like, see, look, Juan, you ain't seasoned. That's why you can't season.
He's not seasoned at all. He still needs lessons on how to treat a woman.
Robin, get you a daddy.
How to make Please. A girl feel. Giselle, Miss Independent, over here with Every Hue Beauty. Good luck, girl.
Turns the page.
All right, so let's get to Monique. So she's prepping for this party with her, with the event planner and Hank, who apparently replaced the white bitch.
She was at the party, too.
Who?
She was bitch. Because she was the one who tattletailed.
She's just the friend that
She was one of the tattletales.
Right. My thing is this, though, Monique. How are you going to sit up here talking to your assistant? Now, I know he's your cousin.
Right.
But how are you going to talk to your assistant about the, like, you going to hook him up with one of these women like they want him? She like, ooh, you don't want Giselle. She's like, but you know what? Robin's real cute. Like, none of them bitches want Hank.
not the assistant.
Not the assistant. No. And we don't even know if he's really your assistant because he was slash cousin.
Right.
So you probably just said that so you could fly him out here for the barbecue.
She's just trying to get some free labor.
I'm just like, that was a really elegant barbecue spread that they were looking at, and I don't feel like I saw those tables at the actual
poolside. That. Was it the house? What was that? They were looking for furniture to take to her house for the barbecue?
Yeah, they were like looking like for like an elegant set. Like, I'm like, you're not Lisa Vanderpump. Like, stop it. This is not Pump. This is not Stir.
No.
Your house is beautiful, though. Love it. I loved her friend Gigi. Is she a renter?
Riri.
She said, is she a renter? Talking about Giselle. That was funny. Giselle shows up with Cal. Again, why are we showing up with... And now Cal's your best friend? Wasn't... What was her best gay friend from last year who caused the drama and broke Karen's wrist?
Was it him? Cal.
I think so.
Broke the wrist? Yeah.
She know who to bring to start the party.
Okay. Cal looked a little thicker this season. So Juan shows up. We get Mo. Where's Charisse? Should I call her? Call her tomorrow. You're not, Giselle, like, you're not the person to say that. Like, because you...
And why are you saying it like that? Like, what I just asked you was a legitimate question.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what I was wondering about that whole, the Charisse thing. Had something happened earlier that day with Charisse that maybe Robin and Giselle were privy to that we were not? Because that whole episode with Charisse coming up to them later crying, they seemed to already realize something.
Yeah.
The looks that they had on their faces. And Giselle and Charisse don't even, like, they're not even cool like that at this point, but they were hugging. And so it just led me to believe, like, coupled with that little scene right there with her saying, no, don't call her.
Right.
Something happened.
It seems
in
like
my
they
mind,
talk.
Something happened. She something happened earlier.
She might have checked in to see if she was coming to the event, and she was probably boohooing over the phone.
Yeah, I feel like something happened earlier, probably with Eddie.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
just, but we weren't
just
privy
the wrong
to
way to
it was,
let anyone
it was.
Else know. And Robin, you should have stepped in. Like, yeah, like, we'll save it for later.
Right.
Yeah.
Something like
something.
Because it was just, I looked at Richie like, this is just saying, call it tomorrow.
Shut that down real quick.
Like, girl.
Okay, so we're all agreeing that was a little much.
Yeah, I just,
it was
just like,
it was a little much, particularly because I feel like
it could have been edited too, because it was really abrupt. And it was just kind of like, Giselle.
Because,
girl,
check
your foundation.
Cool with Charisse because Monique was brought in by Charisse. Mm-hmm. So. She has a right to ask,
That's
I think.
That's true.
So Cal and Giselle are whispering. Maybe it's shade. Maybe it's amazing compliments. Gigi overheard. I overheard you whispering. What you talking about? It ain't polite to talk about other people, whisper about other people. I fuck with Gigi. I fuck with Gigi just sitting there with. I love the way Gigi and Mo eat their plates too. Like,
listen, and during the whole episode. Continued. That plate
never left that hand. Like, she's still forking it. Like,
get out of my house.
The consistency. Yep.
She got her she got her priorities straight.
Well, Gigi don't apparently to Cal because he said he gonna give her four of his teeth.
Low key, I was all up in her teeth too. I mean, I was.
I mean, honey, it's not hard to get caught up there. Enough storage space. Shit, I would have thought it was a brand new Mac. I'm like, damn, is this fucking 64 gigabytes?
She was missing a side of teeth. But that's all right, because she had her friends. I'd be like,
damn, bitch, we got a can opener.
Almost like dive Gigi, in there. Open.
The can opener for real.
Oh, Lord. Sorry, girl.
It was, you know what? It was probably just made, it was made all the more like prominent because if you're going to go after people, on the TV,
right.
Then girl, you gotta be like, you gotta come correct.
But I mean, it's not like she was like making fun of like the way they look. She was just sticking up for a friend and thing, and he went right for.
Okay, he easy target.
I mean, but he, girl, she don't have enough gay friends because you could have. Okay. Cal is a walking book, just waiting to be opened and read. Like,
but
I'm like,
Mo should have hooked her up. Like, she knew she was gonna be on camera today. Yeah. She could have helped her friend out.
Like, girl, hey, put
gave
this
her
grill
a different
in.
Dress, slap some paint on that face.
We're gonna have, what's that basketball wise? We're gonna have a grill party, everyone. Everyone just shovel grills. What do we get? All right, so Ashley then starts gossiping about Juan.
Wait, did we get to, yeah, you're right.
To Giselle in the kitchen.
Yes.
And I'm just like, why are you talking about if both of them are there too? Now this is messy.
And not to mention, she looked real gleeful when she was delivering this piece of, right. You know, this news.
We'll chalk that up to being 27. We're all just generally gleeful at 27.
And loving the messy gossip. Right. I mean, it's what it is.
But yeah, why would she tell her that? Isn't it out of place?
Because she was trying to make it seem like she was asking for Giselle's advice about how to handle this with Robin. That's not what she did.
No.
Don't try to justify it later.
Yeah.
That's not what you were doing.
Yeah.
Just like, own it.
To multiple people, right. Too. It wasn't like you pulled Giselle aside. Like, I'm really worried about Robin. Like, I heard this.
Right.
But you didn't want to say it to Robin, but you want to whisper it to all these people. Mm-mm.
While Juan is there.
Okay. Mo walks out over the gossip. Gigi tells Mo that Giselle said, called her Miss I Can't Stop Talking. And Mo did not like that, honey. So she came back in, plate in hand.
That plate.
I'm confused, so I just want to know. I'm going to sit here, and I live for it. I lived for Monique this entire time because I was just like, honestly, like, you ain't going to sit up in my house, bitch. With your powdered mascara or whatever the fuck kind of foundation.
I was just laughing because why was Giselle sounding like a man? I was just trying to talk to Ashley.
Oh, yeah,
I was
she
just
was kind of
talk
hard.
To Ashley. Like, you know?
Right, Giselle, this
I'm
isn't mom boy.
I'm just trying to talk to Ashley. I was not feeling Monique, though. I felt like she was not winning this situation.
I felt like
Giselle
I have to agree.
Owned it. She owned it.
Because she didn't break
right.
character.
At all.
And I felt like Monique was doing
she
the song and dance, yeah. but it wasn't
She was
effective.
Getting aggressive.
Yeah,
she was getting
I don't
aggressive.
Know. To me, Giselle looked crazy. Like, I'm just sitting here like, you look like a liar. You're sitting up here like, I didn't talk about nothing. I didn't say nothing. I didn't do it. Like, I'm sorry, girl. You're just going to sit up here and lie. Phaedra Parks, go home. Like, that's why Giselle has to leave these parties, because she's crazy.
She's a little crazy, but Monique is a little insecure.
I think I
feel like
that.
She had her friends listen out for some BS
right.
that was said behind her back. Like, I feel like they were purposely placed to
yeah.
keep an eye on Giselle and let her know, let her report back whatever went on behind
and it
her
got
back.
Caught.
I felt like I was at Sheree's party.
It got caught.
Exactly.
Like,
don't come
people.
Up to my house and whisper, bitch. You lucky I didn't turn on, because we rich enough, you lucky I didn't turn the bugs on. Record you.
But even if I'm in your house, that means I can't have a conversation.
You can have a conversation, but know that there might be a follow-up conversation, bitch. Because if you whisper my name out your mouth in this house, I want to know. Like, I want to know. Bitch, were you talking about the fish tank? She's what like, were you saying about it?
You came in my house, your friend gave me a hug, and you just stood there with that coat on.
Like, see, I so felt, and that's where I felt like she began to lose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't about the situation at hand. This was about...
No.
This was building
up.
This was build up, because Giselle won't admit. But Giselle's not admitting, like, yes, I do have an issue with you. Like... She said, I don't have an issue with you. You do have an issue with her.
She doesn't have an issue with her.
Who doesn't?
We've learned that Giselle just generally doesn't like people at first. You know?
I mean, I get it to a certain point, but I'm just like, Giselle has an issue with Monique.
Some people are not as receptive. You know what I'm saying?
Slowly.
And she did say, maybe, before she went, she was like, maybe I'll get another chance to get to know Monique
in Chris's house.
That's true.
Is she a renter? So basically, Robin and Giselle go outside where Giselle spills the Ashley tea and Robin's acting shocked. Ashley comes outside. They're talking about auras and shit. Like,
what is this about?
That was weird. The weirdest confrontation ever.
Ashley, like, what are you smoking? And then Cherie shows up crying.
Randomly.
Yeah. No makeup on.
She had a long day.
Looked like it.
Something happened in the champagne room. I'm telling y'all.
I think that she is still coming to terms. Like, after that basketball party, she's losing a name. She's not a basketball wife anymore. She's not a president of an organization. It's like her world is crumbling around her.
Because now it's like, what are you really, like, what's your job?
What do you have? Who are you? Now that you've kind of hidden behind his titles.
Mm.
No shade. I felt sorry for her.
I did too.
I saw how broken she was, and it was like something that brought them all together despite everything that was going on until...
And, well, more so, have you guys been watching American Crime this season?
Nope.
Oh. They have, like, this whole storyline of, like, this housewife, and she, after 25 years, like, they just... She lost herself. And, like, so it's just interesting to see Charisse in that, because
I can imagine.
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I can imagine. You think about the short relationships, or at least mine... Then when they end, you're kind of like, what did I just do for the last couple of months?
Oh, my God. I wish I could make a month. I might be like 2 years and be like...
Oh. Like, who was I for the last 4 months?
Fucking shit. 6 months to realize I'm dating a homeless
man. Find myself.
Okay. All right. Let's head into what predictions?
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Mo's crying next week, just all in tears. What are we thinking?
Yeah, she's going to get checked by her pastor for using a dirty word.
Trick.
Trick is a bad word. Tis, tis, Christian girl. Don't be calling people names.
Trick, get off me.
I see, like, this is where it's like, sir. So you're going to have me apologize for calling her a trick? You're going, first of all, why is your pastor in your house like that, having this conversation?
Yeah, he looks a little young. There's probably an inappropriate relationship going on there, but who knows?
Whoa! Okay, Phaedra!
That's funny.
There's probably an inappropriate relationship.
I'm just saying.
Okay, Aretha Franklin over here with the tell-all. What's it called? The
gospel else been hanging out with Ashley, too.
I mean, let's just put it all on the glass.
And by glass, she means the glass table. Charisse versus Ashley. And Ashley
snapped. I didn't see that coming.
Me either.
No, I know.
And I'm wondering if it's...
From the Robin situation?
Stemming from the Robin? Because even she said, I wouldn't let a man treat me like garbage for 4 years. I'm like, well, from what I hear, Charisse and what's his name been bad for almost 20.
I mean, Ashley says all this stuff now. And again, I think that's somewhat maybe the random, like the ramblings of a 27-year-old girl, as they keep calling her. Because I feel like it's easy to say that when you haven't been in that situation.
Right. Or when you're stressed. Everybody and says you're that. Not, your man's not fucking you because you lost millions of dollars on a restaurant that you can't get up like his dick. That part.
Word on the street.
Ooh, goodness.
I'm really excited, though, for, you know, next week's HGTV special with Karen in the open house.
Back to house hunting with Karen.
No, people in her house.
I was loving that.
Oh, my gosh. You're like, that cannot just come up.
I don't need my neighbors walking through my house.
You had a camera crew in there. Like, they know.
Right,
they know.
Exactly.
They know what it looks like, bitch. Could you just imagine? I hope one group of people comes to go look at that house and she's just on them like, oh, let's not go in here. Let's not... Please, like I'm living for this season.
I feel like we are building up to something with this Karen house move. Something is happening.
Because we did see
and
her
I can't
in
wait
tears.
To see it begin to crack.
Yeah, I'm ready for that too.
That's what I'm waiting for.
So do we think she's going to get a new place by the end of the season? Or is it going to be like a refurbished house?
I think she might downgrade and it's going to really affect her mentally, maybe. That's,
oh,
what,
you think we're going
that's
there.
What I'm thinking.
Honey, I don't know. After hearing about that fur coat, I don't think Karen not getting her way.
Is Robin going to finally accept what people are saying about her and Juan? Are we going to revisit that?
No,
do you think?
I don't think she is.
I don't think she is.
It's just...
I think maybe season four.
Keep
season four, and it'll be like the last episode, and then like the screen will go black, and it'll be like, Robin has left Juan for 6 months. They
exactly.
haven't spoken to each other.
I'm starting to get bored with her, though, so I really hope that she kind of picks it up.
Honestly, because another season
yeah.
of Robin, like...
Counting her pennies.
Literally.
Drinking half-empty bottles of Ciroc and dragging
thing.
A man around that's not that interested in her. I don't know. We just hope for the best.
Well, at least we know that Juan and Chris cook alike, because apparently the food wasn't seasoned over at Chris's house either. According to Miss Giselle, honey, word on the street is we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can keep in contact with me at DJ Jesse J.
Find me on Instagram at Roving Realist.
Stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
Yes, stalking. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Adios.
Bloop.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.